Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to 104.1 FM KMOX. It's that time of the week to go roaming St. Louis.
Next time somebody says St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
This week I'm in Soulard at Cafe Miami. And I'm with Robbie, and it's a whole family operation. So we have Nancy, the mother, Tom, the brothers, around somewhere, and then your dad's a part of it, and Tom's wife is a part of it, so it's pretty cool. Anyway, thanks for inviting me over. Tell me a little bit about the history of Cafe Miami.
So right around 2025 now, I guess 2020, my brother came up with the concept. His life started to regulate out a little bit, and he found the free time to kind of come up with this dream, you know. He lived in Miami for a year before he went to law school, and he went to little bodegas like this a lot and got the Cuban style coffee, the cafe con leche and the colada. And whenever he came back, he missed it and he couldn't really find a place to get it. So he really wanted to bring that to St. Louis. And so he started with the idea, and then, you know, a couple years later, we actually found the location and then did everything from the flooring and, you know, did a ton of work on the actual place and figure out how to do it. And then we've been open for 3 years since.
Are you from are you from South Florida as well? Or I can just ask.
So we're not from South Florida. We visited when we were younger a lot. And then my brother lived down there with his girlfriend at the time. And then ended up moving back to St. Louis. And so my parents have a place in more northern Florida. And so we go down there every Christmas and visit and go all around Florida to a bunch of the different cities and just explore and have a really wonderful, like, Christmas time, you know?
But you guys are actually from St. Louis originally,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're bringing a taste of Miami / a little bit of Cuba because there are Cuban dishes on the menu.
Yeah,
inspired. But so what are some of those? Tell me about some of the dishes that you have.
So we have a ropa vieja breakfast sandwich. Traditionally, it would be different. We added it. We have to adjust a lot of our food to be breakfast because it's, you know, well, we close at 2. It's the nature of our business. We have a ropa vieja, which is pulled pork with peppers and onions and sriracha mayo and egg on a brioche sandwich with provol, and it's delicious.
So there's a little St. Louis twist.
The provol. And then we also have stuff like the Cuban, which is just, that's straight up Cuban. You know, you can't, it's the Cuban mayo, the mustard mayo with Swiss and pulled pork and ham and pickles press. And it's fantastic. I think that's the best one we have on the menu. That is, and also one thing I'm really proud of is we get all of our bread and meats. Pretty much everything is local. So, like, we use Kenrick's Meats and Companion Bakery for all of our bread. So, okay. Definitely try and keep it St. Louis.
Okay. I see a lot of pictures of fishing. Like, it looks like deep sea fishing or something similar on the walls. So I'm curious about that.
Fishing is definitely... My dad was a huge fisherman. That's part of the reason why we went down there when we were younger a lot, is my dad loved fishing, and so... we would go fishing a lot, and you know, you do a little bit of everything when you're down there. They have great river fishing and deep sea fishing, so you get a little bit of both in there and eat a lot of seafood. It's a lot of fun.
A lot of seafood. So what is your favorite fish?
My favorite to eat or to catch?
Well, either one, both.
I like a blackened like grouper to eat. I think it's fantastic. And then also just, my dad's a bass fisherman, so largemouth bass grow like twice the size of what they do in Missouri. Like our biggest catch down there is like a 12 pound one, which is pretty huge for that. But, that's what I like to catch down there too.
And where is exactly in Florida that you go?
My parents have a place in Dunellen, which is more northern. It's about like 2 hours north of Miami. And so we have to do a little bit of a travel. We actually get to it, which sucks, but like, it's a lot of fun. We do road trips a lot down there. And when we're down there, we stay at this like little fishing cabin that my parents own, and do a lot of fishing just on the rivers in like Crystal River, because it's like beautiful water and like very clean and like kind of a little calmer than like, you know, the big city would be down there. So.
Well, yeah. I see you have a Lake Superior hat on. That's way far north. So you've been there, though.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the other. Well, whenever I grew up, another place we used to go a lot. My grandparents owned a place in Lake Superior, so we'd go up there and do a bunch of fishing up there and swim around up in Eagle Harbor, which is like the Upper Peninsula. So it's like right in the middle of nowhere up there. But yeah,
it is beautiful. I mean, I love the Great Lakes, and Lake Superior is might as well be an ocean.
It's crazy, yeah.
The blue of the water is crazy. It's so deep.
It's beautiful, and I recommend going to both places. You'd be surprised that in Miami, where we are, we're in Florida, where we are, there's a lot of snowbirds, and so it's surprising to see so many Canadians in both locations, you know? And they're so nice. It's just a lot of fun, you know, getting around people of all cultures, you know?
And loving to be on the water.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key between those two, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of float trips and, like, kayaking. So it's been a really fun experience in both places.
So looking at your menu, the other things that kind of stand out are the desserts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a gooey butter cake there. There's also a guava pastelito.
Yeah.
Now tell me about that.
So the gooey butter cake is from Companion. It's really delicious. I highly recommend it. The guava fruit pastelito is it's guava fruit and a vanilla cream cheese wrapped up in puff pastry with cane sugar on top. And it becomes either hot or as it like room temperature, and it's perfect with a coffee just as like a side. I highly recommend it. My mom makes all of those. She's made all of our pastries this whole time, and I'm sure she hates it, but she does an excellent job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll continue our conversation next hour at 9:20. In the meantime, I have some photos on Instagram at SJKMOX, and I'll post the entire interview later this morning, KMOX.com. I'm Scott Jagow, and this is Total Information AM Sunday.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis... What St. Louis got?
Well, in Soulard, a Cuban-influenced cafe called Cafe Miami, I'm continuing my conversation now with Robbie Peterson, a member of the family that owns the cafe.
Well, it's not easy to run a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a lot
right?
of work.
Right? But every time I come in here, there's a pretty decent crowd. I imagine that you have some regulars and that you've obviously been here for 3 years in Soulard and that business is going pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, Soulard is an excellent place to, like, do a business. Like, the community around here and, like, our regulars are, like, kept us afloat in the first years where we were still, like, I mean, we haven't really done any marketing, and, like, that's been probably something that's, like, hindered us a little bit. And the community of Soulard really has been there for us and, like, helped us just by, like, coming by and, like, being accommodating with us being busy, way too busy at times, and also just consistently coming by and supporting us when we're slow too.
But it's a, you know, it's a daily grind a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know I see you, Robbie, back there in the kitchen a lot cooking. That's a lot of work.
There is a solid, like, I mean, we've been open 3 years. I've made, like, almost every single sandwich that's, like, left this place. So, I mean, it's definitely a grind, but it's worth it. It's very fulfilling, for sure.
Now, talk about a little some of the sandwiches. I mean, you mentioned the Cuban, but there's the whole hog BLT.
Yeah.
There's the hot hog deluxe. So you've got some unique things.
Yeah, trying to just, you know, make the menu as varied as possible. That stuff is just stuff that we've just been experimenting with. They're just specials. You know, they might come, they might go. The hot hog is a pretty delicious one, in my opinion. It's ham, pulled pork, bacon, the sriracha mayo, and the Cuban mayo on the Italian baguette, and it's, I think, it also has American cheese, and then it's pressed, and it's fantastic. It's delicious.
What's kind of the secret? Because bread is one thing, especially for me personally.
Like, yeah.
Bread makes a big difference.
Companion does an incredible job. Yeah. Companion Bread Company, shout out to them. They absolutely crush it out the water. They do such a good job for us.
And then you said the other local business
is Kenrick's Meat.
Kenrick's, most people in St. Louis know.
Yeah, and they do an incredible job too. I mean, both of those places are probably the reason why our stuff tastes so good. It's just quality ingredients, you know, and prepared fresh. Like, one of our real goals is you might have a little bit of a wait, but it's going to taste good. And focusing on the quality when it comes out.
So people have come to accept that idea of maybe a little bit of a wait, but you're going to get really quality food. And that, you know, waiting a couple extra minutes is worth it.
100%. Yeah. And it's all about communication, you know. I find that if you just tell somebody, like, hey, this is what it is, and, like, I'm sorry, and then, like, let them decide, then it can be a positive experience regardless, you know.
And how about the neighborhood here? You're at Russell and 12th. Just as far as other businesses around here and how you guys kind of fit in.
Very supportive. We're kind of it's helpful a lot, because a lot of servers from all these other places, as they go into their night jobs, will come by for, like, a coffee and some food, and it, like, provides a little bit of bump in business, as well as, like, just like the word of mouth. Like, a lot of Airbnbs and places are around here, so, like, there's, you know, people ask for recommendations on where to go, and, like, I tell them to check out, like, the places around us, and I feel like I've heard that they get the same from other businesses. So it's very, like, supportive in this neighborhood.
Well, I thought it was interesting you said there you haven't done a lot of marketing. I mean, maybe word of mouth is the main reason?
Word of mouth is absolutely the main way we do it.
I mean, that's a pretty good way to grow a business, because you don't have to spend a bunch of money, and then you've got people coming in here and telling their friends about it. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, it definitely is one. Marketing, I think, is something that is super helpful whenever you put a lot of money and resources behind it. But because we haven't really done that, I feel like we've been able to focus on the quality of our, like, food and coffee and all that a lot more.
Do you guys have any growth plans, or are you just kind of staying the course?
You know, that's hard to say. I would love to, for sure, but, like, you know, I mean, the restaurant industry is a hard one, and, like, I'm in school full time right now too.
Oh, you so are.
It's just a lot to do this. And
how the hell do you do both?
A lot of late nights, a lot of burnout, but I've got a great team behind me, and my family's always there, and, like, they definitely support me a lot whenever I need it.
What are you in school for?
I am finishing up my associate's right now, and then I hope to get a degree in psych. So that's kind of my goal. I don't know where I want to go with that necessarily, but maybe practicing in, like, some sort of medicine would be helpful.
Psychology?
Yeah. I do find that interesting. I mean, that's kind of the goal right now.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you wanted to share about Cafe Miami?
Yeah, it's one thing I'm really proud of with Cafe Miami is like, not only just like, we as much as we focus on quality of like what we produce here, I also think that we are really good with our workers and like with the quality of our workers. In the restaurant industry, like the turnover rate is usually pretty high, and we have a small staff, but like our whole staff has like been here for like a year or more for the most part, and I think that's like a huge compliment to like me and my family and like how we run this place, that like they enjoy it enough to be here for so long, you know.
That's really cool. So fishing, there's usually Latino music playing in the background.
Buena Vista Social Club is fantastic.
That's usually the music.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And then the dishes are obviously, South Florida, Key West, there's a key lime pie.
Yeah, my mom makes that too. She does a great job.
So there's a lot of interesting items on the menu. It's called Cafe Miami. It's in Soulard at 12th and Russell. Robbie Peterson, thanks so much for inviting me over. This is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming by.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.